VinePulse.com, Homosexuality in African Context, Church of Uganda's Rebuttal to Archbishop of Canterbury. In a recent statement issued by the Most Rev. Dr. Stephen Samuel Kazimba Mugalu, Archbishop of the Church of Uganda, he addressed the public letter received from Archbishop Justin Welby, the Primate of All England. The Archbishop expressed his thoughts on the matter. In response to Archbishop Welby's statement about the Church of Uganda's support for the Anti-Homosexuality Act 2023, Archbishop Kazimba Mugalu acknowledged the Archbishop of Canterbury's right to form opinions on global matters. He stated, "Archbishop Justin Welby has every right to form his opinions about matters around the world that he knows little about firsthand." The Archbishop further acknowledged that the Church of Uganda's support for the Act has been clearly stated in an earlier statement and therefore does not require repeating. Related articles: Homosexuality in African Context, Church of Uganda's Rebuttal to Archbishop of Canterbury. Archbishop of Church of Uganda condemns Church of England's decision to bless same-sex civil marriages. Archbishop Kazimba condemns kidnap of Ugandans. Addressing a common misconception, Archbishop Kazimba Mugalu highlighted that many Western leaders, including Archbishop Welby, believe that the Anti-Homosexuality Act 2023 criminalizes homosexuality, which is not the case. He clarified, even if the Anti-Homosexuality Act 2023 was not signed into law, homosexuality would remain criminalized in Uganda, as it is in more than one-third of the world's countries. He emphasized that the act mainly focuses on outlawing the promotion of homosexuality and same-sex relationships as an alternative to traditional marriage. Expressing concern over the Archbishop of Canterbury's position, the Archbishop questioned whether Archbishop Welby had advocated for decriminalizing homosexuality in other regions. He stated, "We wonder if Archbishop Justin Welby has written to encourage the Anglican Bishop of Cyprus and the Gulf to publicly advocate for decriminalizing homosexuality in the Arabian Peninsula and the Middle East? Why are African countries like Ghana and Uganda singled out for such virtue signaling?" Referring to the Kigali commitment of GAFCON IV in April 2023, the Archbishop, together with leaders of 85% of the Anglican Communion, expressed their disappointment in the Church of England's relationship with Orthodox provinces. He stated, "Sadly, as we stated, we can no longer recognize the Archbishop of Canterbury as an instrument of communion, the first among equals of the primates. The Church of England has chosen to impair her relationship with the Orthodox provinces in the communion. We do pray for him and other leaders in the Church of England to repent." The Most Rev. Dr. Stephen Samuel Kazimba Mugalu's response to Archbishop Justin Welby's letter highlights the Church of Uganda's stance on the Anti-Homosexuality Act 2023 and addresses concerns regarding the perception of African countries in this context. The Archbishop calls for understanding and emphasizes the importance of respectful dialogue within the Anglican Communion.